You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Another edition of Sound and Exhibition, Volume 26. Good evening, Nick Elliott.
Hello, Alex. How are we?
Goodbye, Sue Rice. No, hello, Sue Rice.
Very well, thank you.
Good. So, on the last edition, the first one of 2017, of course, Sue, you were quite clear in saying it's George Michael that effectively got your vote as the overall winner.
Yeah, but it was a tough call. There were some really good tunes in the last episode.
And it would seem that Mr. Elliott has done it again with respect to his photographic abilities, skills and such like in terms of selecting music, because today we move through all manner of magical things, including the Electric Light Orchestra. And pray tell why Bev Bevan, Mick Kaminsky and Jeff Lynne have been featured by your good self to collectively sort of act as this wondrous tribute to Birmingham.
I actually got reminded of this track a couple of weeks ago. Well, a couple of months ago now. And I thought, God, I really, really did like that.
Did you ever want to be a Wild West hero?
I think I was. I was born one of them.
Okay.
I think so.
Saddle up, get the spurs on. And Sue, are you ready for the beans?
Yes.
Away from us.
Of course, from Electric Light Orchestra, which, keeping of course the wonderful line of Beatles to ELO together, was what apparently John Lennon once said the Beatles would have ended up sounding like if they'd stayed together. They would have metamorphosed into what Electric Light Orchestra became, which proves Geoff Lynne obviously had his finger on the pulse. You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Lincoln's first community radio station, that's RNFM. Nick, what's your next tune?
My next tune is, would you believe, a Supertramp track.
And it's a dreamer.
It is.
Thank you. Are you interested in video games? If so, be sure to join me, Jake, on the Cyber Den, your weekly dose of tech and games. Treat yourself to the latest news, interviews, some brilliant music, and much more. After all, it is approved by...
me, Duke Nukem.
Kane from Command and Conquer.
Agent 47.
Colonel Roy Campbell.
And more. So join me, Jake, on the Cyber Den every Wednesday, 10 till 12.
On Siren FM 107.3.
Forever in debt to your prices and vows. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever in debt to your prices and vows. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever.
Kurt Cobain. Would you really want to introduce him to your mother? But anyway, I suppose not now, because he's obviously ceased to be. Was Kurt Cobain part of that little...
Yeah, frontman. And Dave Grohl, of course. The legend that is the Grohl.
They went on to do all sorts of Foo Fightery things.
Fantastic.
I'm looking at Nick Elliott photography, and it's looking wonderful, really. That's all I can say. It's good for radio.
Thank you. That'll do.
Michael Monroe, Earl Slick, Thin Lizzy, Black Star Riders, Mike Harding, the Vowood Festival. That's a book, of course.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Cambridge Folk Festival at 50. That's also a book.
It is.
The Marmalade. That's also a book. Planet Rock Edit. Ed Graham book. And Saatchi's Ballantine's Whiskey. Other drinks and production companies are available.
Available.
Exactly. It's all wonderful stuff. That's part of Sound and Nick's vision, the show that does photography on radio. Pushes those boundaries. Sue Muse, do you sort of feel they're pretentious or a band that are worth considering?
I think they're a band that's worth considering. Not a band that I visit or revisit very often. But they have their place.
Nick, why have you selected Muse then as the latest instalment of exciting Sound and Nick's Vision Volume 26ness?
Well, this is actually a cover of a Nina Simone song.
Oh.
Which is, and I was introduced to this by a friend of mine. I thought, he said, have you heard this?
Is it the power of positive thinking?
Well, it was just marvellous. It was just absolutely marvellous. I loved it.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Rain drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Your boat, Sue Rice?
Yes, it did. It was very edgy.
What does 2017 hold in store for yourself, Nick? I mean, here we are, 2 months in, a little bit over that. Could be going out in early March. No, late February, thereabouts. What does 2017 have in store for your good self and your photographic excellence?
Well, it's working out to be a busy year. There'll be two or three books launched this year, along with a few other projects that are hopefully going to be a bit special. More to come on them.
Names, or is it just a case?
Not on the projects, but the books and that. Like I say, I'm very busy with the books. It features heavy this year, and a few limited edition collections that I'm working on as well. Stuff I wanted to do.
Coffee table material?
Oh, indeed.
Excellent.
Definitely. Limited editions.
The whole thing. And the clothing aspect continues.
Yes, it does. That's going very well, actually, the apparel. And there'll be new ranges added to that this year also. So a lot of kind of fulfilment this year for me, hopefully, Alex. All being well, things I wanted to do for a long time.
And you're making that happen.
I am indeed.
Magic is working through. Sadly, Rick Parfitt doesn't make things happen anymore because he's passed beyond the mortal coil.
Yeah, bit of a shame.
Still, at least the Quo finally went out as they wanted to go out in many ways. They sort of, you know, they won't be rocking all over the world too often, and that three-chord band will probably sort of echo and resonate throughout the whole system. I do think, though, that given that Sue is in the studio and you have a fine soul with Cat as well, that the title of the next tune is a little bit off touch.
Why
have you gone for that? Is it dedication? Or is
probably the influence Sue has had on me, really.
Really? You're suggesting that effectively she might be a bit tight when it comes to the purse strings.
Do you know?
Of course, in Sound and Next Vision 25, that was volume Shock, no dedications to any listeners whatsoever. Was that because you were just mean to them, Nick?
Would I be?
I just thought, you know, every so often you drop a dedication in for listeners either in Italy or in Norwich or in Norfolk or various other things. Nothing in volume 25.
Well, we're always thinking, but certainly while we're on the subject, we could give a mention to the many listeners out on the continent. Italy, France.
So no Brexit when America. It comes to Sound and Next Vision.
Oh, we
special
don't
special relationship with America.
Indeed. Indeed.
That warms the cockles of our hearts, doesn't it, Sue?
It does indeed,
yeah. James Bond.
Oh, now you're talking.
Don't often think of James Bond in collaboration to Nick, do you really? I mean, I often think when I think about Nick, I think character in Private Eye magazine, rock star. You know, it could be one of the same in many ways. You know, have you ever seen that little strip in the Private Eye magazine?
Yes, I have.
He's very Nick Elliott-esque, isn't he? He's got Nick Elliott look, he's got Nick Elliott attitude. It could be Ian Hislop writing, you know, the Nick Elliott life story. It's called Celeb, by the way, Nick, in case you want that sort of thing. I just wanted to check the thing.
I'm not familiar.
Well,
it can be. Over a coffee. Yeah.
But apart from that, let's move on to Bond. When he was reinvented with Daniel Craig, they relaunched a whole range of things with Casino Royale. So why, Nick, have you gone for the theme of aforementioned Casino Royale with Chris Cornell to actually enter into the spirit of Sand and Nick's Vision? Is it a case of the name's Elliot, Nick Elliot?
Well, I just think...
License to Thrill?
I love this track, and I think this is possibly my favourite Bond film. Definitely the best one. Definitely the
best.
Is
it all down to the sharp beating of the testicles that takes place halfway through the
movie? We were talking about that, shutting your nads in the door, weren't we, earlier on?
Keeps you warm.
Can do.
Your end. On yourself, because no one else.
juxtaposition of music on Sound and Next Vision, quite frankly, phenomenal. Because do you know, Sue, where we're going from the heart of 21st century Bond relaunch?
I'm almost frightened to ask.
We're going to the heart of Flower Power. And the heart of somebody who has got so many transcendental experiences. It's quite frankly amazing, even in terms of the lyrics of trying to catch a meteorological phenomenon. Why, Nick, he says again in the Socratic questioning style, have you decided that this is an important aspect to be featured on your show?
Donovan doing a bit of the rounds again. And planned a couple of festivals, I think, this year. And I just love this track. Just brings back a lot of memories.
See, I would have seen you more as a mellow yellow person.
No, I wasn't a fan of that.
Sunshine Superman?
Not really. I think this was the best he did.
So you may as well try and catch the wind.
I think so.
It's not a no to flatulence, don't worry. Yeah.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm heart of your loving mind. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand. But I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes I'd find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twould make me sing, but I may as well try and catch the wind. All my blues behind. For standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. But I may as well try and catch the wind.
Shaping up for you so far, Sue, the Beatles, Electric Light Orchestra, Supertramp, Nirvana, Muse, Status Quo, Chris Cornell, Donovan.
This one's a hard one because I like the Beatles, but I also into Nirvana. The Muse was really good.
I've got NXX.
Yes, I know.
NXX.
Yes.
In Excess and Suicide Blonde. Did you work with the band, Nick? Or
I didn't, actually.
Do you use it to set
the
scene?
I caught them after the Hutchins years. When they were still good, but they weren't as good.
And do you use it as inspirational music for the backdrop to your photographic sessions?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, can do.
Poison Arrow was a wonderful way in which ABC opened up a whole range of wonderful things in the 1980s. Sue, can you remember the 1980s?
Just about.
Just about. Do you remember ABC? Shoot that poison arrow through your heart.
Yes, I do.
My friends say, oh, Marty, something, so we'll work through. It's part of a whole conceptual album. And curiously, you've gone for ABC for your next choice of music.
Well, I have, actually. I'd, been listening to a bit of Lexicon of Love, which is the album that this track comes from.
Oh, Marty, don't worry. Everything will be okay.
Good
stuff.
It won't,
Marty. Sorry, you can go back in time. It's all going to end.
Upon a star, if that might help.
The stars collide if you decide.
Wish upon a star, if that might help. What's it like to have loved and to lose her touch? What's it like to have loved and to lose that much?
People get in touch with Sound and Nick's Vision, Nick Elliott, if they want to?
Well, they can go to the press office, nickelliott.info, and...
Would that be run by the deliciously delightful cat, then?
Amongst other people,
nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And they can listen again to the shows.
And they could actually see images of yourself and Sue Royce in compromising
really?
Positions in the studio.
Where are you going with this?
You might!
It's an incentive.
She's a married woman.
We are.
I'm never in a compromising
all of
position.
My heart. One person's compromising position is another person's Kama Sutra.
Indeed.
We shall move on from that.
Just getting to know each other.
The Beatles, Electric Light Orchestra, Supertramp, Nirvana, Muse, Status Quo, Chris Cornell, Donovan and ABC. We've got Al Stewart coming up. But which one of those makes it to the Sue Royce number one slot for today, the second Sound and Nick's Vision of 2017?
It's a close call, but I think it's got to be the Beatles.
Hello, goodbye. That's where we came in, and that's where we will end. As we actually wrap up with a tune that's been dedicated to your publicist, I believe. Surely.
Yes, it is.
That was absolutely from the start. You say you always thought, come volume 26, if we live that long, we would actually dedicate a tune to the legend that is
Cat.
Exactly.
Aww.
So, a couple of words to actually wrap up with. Technically three words as we wrap up volume 26 of Sound and Nick's Vision. I think you know what they are. So after three, one, two, three.
Keep music live.
Strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLauro contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat.
and the tourists are gone. And you've thrown away your choice and lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay in the year of the cat.